today on Tech Daily, the latest from Facebook. Overnight, Facebook announced and launched a new feature which allows Facebook users to make video calls with other Facebook users. And on the line, I'm very fortunate enough to have Peter Deng, Director of Product at Facebook, a very busy man. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for the intro. I just want to start off by saying I'm super excited to be here. The international audience is actually one of our biggest use cases and scenarios that we were thinking about when we were building this product. Super excited to kind of be able to connect people overseas and connect the friendships that were previously harder to connect because of the distance.
But Peter, how long has Facebook been working with Skype on this new video call feature?
Yeah, we've been working for several months. We started in earnest in about late fall of last year, there were just a lot of pieces that we kind of had to get together, but we had two strong engineering teams on both sides, and we worked very quickly to get a call up and running. And the majority of the time was spent on, you know, we're very much perfectionists here at Facebook, and we spent a lot of time making sure that the experience was so simple and the download was so small that any user around the world would be able to set it up as quickly as possible and make that first call and make subsequent calls with the people that they're very close to, but they can't be with currently. So it's basically, we've been working on it since late fall of last year, and we've spent a lot of time making it really, really nice.
Now, the video call feature has only been on Facebook for a day, and people are already asking when it might be available on mobile devices. Is that something that we'll see soon?
We take an approach where we want to build the best experiences for our users as possible. And what that means is whenever a feature is ready, we're going to go ahead and release that when it's really good. And we're going to continue to iterate, take user feedback, and add features as appropriate and try to do so as quickly as possible, but also making sure that we balance all of our needs. A good example of this is chat. So I worked on the original chat product way back in the day in 2008 or 2007. We had a long list of features that we wanted to add, and one of those things was video calling. We had a lot of issues that we needed to address before that. So we kind of built the right product for that time. We added all the features that we wanted to add along the way, and now it was the time to add video calling. So we're going to take a similar approach for future features. We're going to let it roll out, see how users react to it, understand what the feedback is, and then keep on iterating as we look at the feedback. So, I guess it's a long way of saying we don't have any specific plans to announce right now, but we are continually working on making this experience better. We're really concerned about making sure that we are building the right experience for as many people on Facebook as possible. And you take a look at what Mark was talking about today. What's very powerful about what we've built and the experience we've focused on is that these are relationships that you already have in real life, that you already are talking to, you're seeing posts in news feed, you're writing on their wall, you are already chatting with them. And the next step in that sort of conversation is to make it face-to-face. And we're trying to get you close to face-to-face as possible. So, it really is, we see it as the way we built the feature is an augmentation of what we have today. We start with, this is what people are already doing. Chat is one of the most popular features on the site. What's the next best thing we can do? Let people talk and chat face-to-face. So that was the crux behind what we are trying to get going with this product, and that's the experience that we're very focused on. And personally, I'm just focused on building the best experience for our users, and that's what our whole team is all about.
Is this something that you did because of user demand, or was it part of the original design plan for the product?
It goes back to sort of two things that we look at when we try to decide what features to build. One, we look at what the user feedback is saying, absolutely. And two, we are also looking at what the users are, or what the people are using, right? So that's the implicit data. So, if you think about how polls work even, there's the self-report bias of, there's the vocal minority or whatnot. So we need to take that very seriously. We take the feedback and the bug reports very seriously. But in addition to that, we also look at how the product is used. And it's really the combination of those two factors that put together, we say, this is what our strategy should be, right? So it's what people are saying, what people are actually doing, and also where the world is going that we kind of bring things together to make this decision. So I can't say that it's because of any one thing. It seemed like a natural next step for us. It seemed like something that people did indeed want, but not only wanted, but given the number of sheer number of messages sent through chat every single day, Mark alluded to this, we're not prepared to release any numbers, but we are one of the biggest chat providers in the world. And that just sort of showed to us that this type of communication, this type of private one-on-one communication was very powerful, and we needed to expand on that. And we did so in three ways. You know, one, with the video calling, which is what we've been talking about, but also launching group chat, which is something that is going to be a very big win for people sorry, my screensaver just went on. Group chat, which is going to be a huge win for, you know, the ad hoc planning a movie, planning a dinner out, a scenario. And again, that design stemmed from what people do, which is we know that, you know, what happens when you want to get a movie night together. You start with one friend and you see if there's any interest, right? And then from that you say, hey, who else would be interested? Let's add people. So even, you know, our flow, the UI, the design for even that feature very much maps to how people do it in real life. And the third thing is the new design of chat, which we're very happy to announce because it for once puts communicating privately with your friends first and foremost, or rather very prominently in the site, which is something that, again, despite it not being prominent, is one of the most popular features, and we just sort of saw that behavior, and this is sort of what I'm talking about in terms of hearing feedback, but also looking at the data, and we saw that people wanted to make more of these conversations and start more of these conversations, and that's why we did the new chat design.
And for those who haven't tried it out yet, would you say that making a video call on Facebook is easy?
This feature maps almost exactly to how you make a phone call, right? So the way it works is that I see that someone's online or I see that someone's available. I click the button. It starts ringing on their computer. They have the choice to accept it, to either pick up the phone or say, you know, cancel not or ignore it. But that's very much like how phones work. And, you know, phones being a very simple paradigm that I think spans cultures and everyone understands, we think that this interface, because it's so simple and because it's so maps to something that people already know, is going to be enough for the rest of the world. But again, going back to what I said earlier, we will continue to monitor the user feedback and also how people are using it to understand if there are small adjustments that we need to make.
But Peter, what about users who have both a Facebook account and a Skype account? Do they cross over at all with this new Facebook video chat feature?
The features are separate right now, and the Skype service is its own service. Facebook is also its own service. Where Skype's technologies are powering the service that Facebook is providing, but currently there is no interaction between the two systems. This, however, may change in the future. Again, going back to what I was talking about with our roadmaps, we are going to have to take a look at what are all the things that we could do, what are all the things that make sense, and kind of move the product forward. So there are no plans at this time, no plans to announce at this time, but it is definitely something we're considering.
Well, Peter, I think that covers most of the initial questions people might have on the new video call feature on Skype. Thanks again for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.